to Elisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to Fantastic Fridays. Well, we thank you for tuning in today. Today, we're going to give you an opportunity to give a shout-out for your business. Yes, Fridays will be the day that you can call in, give a shout-out. We're starting today. Welcome to awesome October. Talk about a season, a new season of change. We're just now really getting into the fall and the last quarter of the year. Also, this is the last year in the decade. So you know what? It looks like we can look forward to a lot of new things, and we're going to get it all kicked off this month. Well, we want you to call into the show. Give us your name of your business, where your business or services are, what the products are, services. Maybe you have a technology business or firm. Maybe you're in the financial industry. Maybe you are a multi-level marketer, a direct seller, several types of businesses you could have. I'm going to give you a shout-out. We are celebrating, for the rest of this month, we are celebrating the small business owners. It is time for small business owners to take a stand and stand together like never before. Small business owners, this is our time. This is our opportunity. You know, the research shows that more people are starting their own businesses than anything else right now. And a large part of that is due to the economy. A lot of people, the companies closed down, the companies laid off, and the people needed a way to make an income. And so people took their knowledge, their skills, and their abilities. They didn't go in a corner and cry. They didn't go jump off a bridge. They didn't go and kill a family member. They rolled all of that into their own business, and they're finding much success. Because once you have the skills, talents, and abilities, there's a few other things that you also need. And so we're going to be helping small businesses right here on this show today and for the rest of the month. Now, I had asked you if you not only to call in and shout out your business, but you can also find out today we're going to be talking about how to improve your business success by 75%. So I'm going to give you a list of things that if you do this, your business will improve by 75%. Now, for those of you lucky ones who haven't started your business yet, you can implement these things before you get started. Well, there's a lot going on in the world today. There's so much happening. We know that Friday, Continental Airlines and United Airlines may have made the decision to merge together to become the largest airline, and that is going to be, we know, great for some and not so great for others, because you can never make everybody happy. Just know that. So we welcome you to the show. I have a couple of business shout-outs that I'm going to give out in just a minute. This is from individuals who are, they couldn't get to the phone lines this early. But for those of you who can, you can call in. You can call in. Well, if you just tuned in, you've been with us all week, you know that Tuesday, Wednesday, mornings, Thursday, every morning, we are here with the show. And you can always contact us if you have a question or a comment. Well, there are many reasons why you want to look at what it is that you need to do to make your business a success. Now, I want to talk about one very interesting piece of business that will make your business a success, and then I'm going to talk about some other things. And so if you do these things, if you do them, you will have a 75% greater chance than all other small, especially the small businesses. Now, number one, you have to have a business plan. You have to have a business plan. And I was telling some students this earlier this week, that the business plan is your roadmap, is the thing that's going to tell you where you want your business to go. I mean, let's face it. Why would you start a business and you have no clue as to where this business, where you want it to go, or what you want the business to do? So it goes without saying that you want a business plan, regardless of the type of business that you have. You could be have a motivational speaking business. You could be an event planner. You could own a bookstore. You may be a daycare owner. You may provide a nonprofit service. You may provide a service, rather, or a product through a nonprofit. You still need a business plan if you don't know how to write one. You can get somebody to write it for you. There are people who will write a business plan for you for as little as a couple of $100. You can also visit the SBA. They will also help you with writing your business plan. You can go online. There are a number of templates online that are free that you can download, and you can use it as a guideline, fill in the blanks, and also help and write your own business plan. But this is absolutely one of the number one reasons that people do not succeed in their small business. So a lack of planning. So you definitely want to make sure that you plan. Also, that business plan has to be reviewed on a regular basis. Okay, so you review it every year. You should, a business owner should basically set aside, you know, I know some businesses are so busy and they don't feel they have time, but it almost becomes you can't afford not to do it. You just have to do it, and you will be happy in the end. But you have to set time away, even if it's a day, where you just sit down and reflect on your business, whether it's a day or 2 days or a weekend. Every year, sit down and reflect on everything that happened, the things that you want to see, the goals that you set. Did you achieve your goals? So you have to do a gap analysis. And this is where you look at the gap between where you are and where you had wanted to be. Where you are and where you had wanted to be. And then you look at the difference in between, okay? And then you look at what is it going to take to close the gap. Where I am to where I want to be. You don't have to look too much, look at where you've been. Just look at, because you can't change that. So we're not really looking back, but we're looking at where we are and where we're going and where we want to go. And then we look at the difference between that. We call that the gap. And then we try to close it. That's called a gap analysis. And these are some of the things I'm going to be talking with you about over the next rest of the month. These are basic business things that you need to do. These are just basic business language. In other words, if you were to go to get a degree in business or you were to go take a business class, some of the things I'm going to talk to you about are the things that you would learn there. So I'm going to tell you about a SWOT analysis. I'm going to tell you about the gap analysis. I'm going to tell you about Michael Porter's five forces model of business success. I'm going to talk over the month. I'm going to talk about all these different things. I'm going to revisit, you know, what an executive team is, what it does for your business, and a lot of other business things to help the small business owner. Now, this lack of planning. So in your plans, you can look at things like what's your vision for your business? What's your keys to success? You know, that's a funny term, keys to success. But guess what? If you do not have it written down, the keys to success for your business, having it in your head is not good enough. You need to have it written down on paper. This way, even people that work alongside of you or on your team or what have you, they will also be able to pick it up and read it and know what it is. And remember, write the vision, not think about the vision and make it plain. It says write the vision and make it plain that others may be able to see it and run with it. So write it down. And again, in your business, in your office or your shop or your store, whatever it is you have, make sure you have on your walls of your business where your clients and your customers and your coworkers and your workers, what have you, make sure you have quotes about your business. For instance, I know a young lady who her focus is customer service. Well, on her wall of her business, she should have big picture type, you know, frames with information quotes in there about great customer service. You know, remember how the one car company, they used to come on television and do the commercial, you know, quality goes in before the name goes on. And they said this over and over and over. And actually you began to think of, boy, that's a quality car. That's a quality car. Because that's how they were branding themselves. So everybody knows that that car has quality. And the same thing, Toyota did something very similar. Their slogan was, oh, ho, ho, what a feeling when you buy Toyota. And they had a man jumping and what have you. And what happened is that people began to think, buying a Toyota is going to make me feel good. It's going to make me feel great. And so that's how you begin to brand yourself into what you're doing. And a lot of small businesses, they don't think that they need to brand. But every major corporation, Coca-Cola, they have their brand. You know, it's the real thing. And Pepsi-Cola, they have their brand. I can't think of what it is right now. But every company has a brand. And they want you to think about the brand before you think about them. Think about Mountain Dew. Their brand is free, and that's why they have people jumping off of bridges and climbing mountains and taking these ski jumps off of these major ski slopes, because they want you to think free, young, loose, having fun. That's what they want you to think about the Mountain Dew. So they all have their brand, and you have to also brand. So I'm talking today, and welcome to the show, those of you who are listening via the chat room or if you're listening via the switchboard. And remember that also today you can give a shout-out for your business, and I'm going to do one of those in just a second. But I also want you to know that you can call in, shout out your business on the show. You never know who may be listening. The Coach Lalisa Show is on the move. We are blowing up more and more each and every day. And that is, and so you, as we go, so you go. So if you're here, you're some of the people who are here in these initial stages. And guess what? Those who are here now, you will have great things coming to you later. So today I'm talking about things that you can do that will improve the success of your business by 75%. And so far we've talked about business planning, and then I began to talk about business branding, which I'm going to come back to. Now I'm going to give a business shout out for a person who actually could not call in. Now, the name of her business is La La's Fabulous Lace Wigs and Jewelry. They carry affordable quality human and synthetic wigs and wig supplies. They also have this very chic and trendy fashion jewelry. And their theme is, let your inner diva out. Let your inner diva out. And you can visit them online at www.fabulouslacewigs.net. That's www.fabulouslacewigs.net. Now, the owner of that business is a wonderful woman that I had an opportunity to meet, Miss Latrice. They, you can go online. They're ready to ship. They have the wigs in stock. They use 100% Indian Rimi full lace wigs featuring Swiss lace, French lace, or the new silk injected hidden knots. So these wigs are looking great on. Now, so that's what we're doing today, giving you a shout out for your business. Call in and you can shout out your business, what you're doing, whatever product, service. Maybe you have a nonprofit. Maybe you have a training school, a program. Maybe you are an event planner. Whatever your business is, you can call in. If it's online, you can call in and tell everyone what you do on Fridays right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Now, for the month of October, we're going to be giving out advice to help small businesses. And we're going to be talking about some of the nuts and bolts. In other words, for the month of October, you're going to feel like you had a business degree. You're going to feel like you had a business class. I'm going to give you some important tools. Well, today I'm giving you something that will help improve your business success if you implement these things by 75%. So the number one, you want to have a business plan. You want to have a plan of what you're going to do. And now the next thing you want to do, we said that you want to brand yourself. You don't need a lot of money. You don't have to have a large budget to do some branding. But when you, and again, since you're planning, you're going to just plan it. So plan something for every quarter that can help brand your business. For instance, because of your networking abilities. Remember, we talked about networking on Tuesday and Thursday. So your networking now, we'll be talking some more about some networking. But networking, again, you got to think creative. You got to find in your network, you're not just looking for customers, but you're also looking for partners. You're looking for people that you can barter some things with. So, for instance, you find a person that also produces T-shirts. You know those individuals who do, like I know a young lady at Essex County College, she does T-shirts. And, you know, you place an order with her. So she'll make your T-shirt to design. Well, if you barter with that person, you barter some services with them, they do your T-shirts, you do some of their work for them, you do work for them, they're doing work for you, you get you some T-shirts, get you about 20. You don't need a whole lot of fancy stuff on the T-shirt. Very simple. You just need the name of your business and the location, phone number, or better yet, if you have a website, you just put the website address there. If not, if you don't have a website, go with the name of the business and a phone number. Always give the person a phone number, a way to call your business and or the address. Put it on a T-shirt. Get the youth, and because, you know, sometimes youth have nothing to do. Let's face it, everybody. They should be doing things, but some of them don't do much. So here's an opportunity to give them something to do. So now you're helping the community on top of branding your business. You get the youth in these T-shirts, and you know, because youth love to go to the mall. They love to go, you know, walking around. They love to go to the park, and they love to go to events where there's a lot of people, a lot of youth to do. So you put these T-shirts on them, and you let them walk around. They do the same for Nike. If you are a parent and you go out and you spend, and I've seen this happen, and I talk about it in all my business classes, and when we get to the week on advertising and marketing, I absolutely tell them, you know, you are a walking billboard for Nike or, you know, Westbrook or Prada. You know, you're a walking billboard for them. Timberland, whatever company it is. You got on $200, $300, $400 items. And they make sure, they have their logo. I think there's a very couple of companies, their brand was not to put their name on the product. But that then made them stick out even the more because whenever you saw it, it was very plain and you already knew who it was because they told you in a commercial or through some other medium that they're doing that. So, again, they were still branding themselves. Don't get it twisted. So you got to brand yourself. If you want your business to grow, if you want to improve your business success by 75%, that means improving your bottom line. Just make it clear what I'm talking about. Improving your bottom line. For those of you who, like I was several years ago, who didn't know what a bottom line is, that means improving your profits. When anybody says to you, improving your bottom line in a business term, they're talking about improving your profits. That means sales, that means revenue minus expenses equals profits. So the revenue is whatever you sold and whatever money you brought in minus whatever expenses you had, and other, you know, items that you had to pay out, salaries, what have you, insurance, all of that. Okay, revenue is anything that you brought in, any dollars. Minus that, the rest is profit. So that's what we mean by bottom line. So you want to improve your bottom line by 75%, you will begin to do these things. Also, because you have a business plan, it is easier now to go and get investors because now your business plan, you can show them that you, first of all, you've thought about this and you have a plan. You have a plan for how your product is going to succeed and how you're going to get revenue and what your plan is to cut down costs and how you plan to market and brand yourself and how you plan to bring in the revenue, and therefore they will see a return on their investment and they will be quicker to invest in your business once you have done all of that. So definitely have that business plan. But definitely the branding, you've got to get the word out, and that's some simple, the T-shirt scenario is just a very simple way that you can do it. At the same time, people like T-shirts. You can also get some T-shirts again. They don't cost that much as you might think, and especially if you buy in bulk. Again, you have a whole year. Plan ahead. Each quarter, do something different. Next time, let's say get 100 T-shirts. Put on the T-shirt. Let's say you're working with women. Women sometimes like those fitted T-shirts, and it helps to get it in a particular color. And you could do things according to the time of the year. Like, again, October is what? Breast Cancer Month, and also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. April, just to let you know so that you can plan ahead, April is Abuse Month. So in April, you'll tend to see a lot of programs about child abuse, how to stop it, how to stop sexual abuse, and things of that nature. So it's Abuse Month. And there are other months, and I can find out later and I can give that to you on another show at various months. And so, therefore, you plan activities around that. Most people know that, you know, of course, February is Black History Month, but you got to start planning now. It's October. February is going to be here soon. For the month of February, a way to brand yourself, invite on a Saturday some famous African-American to come into your store and, you know, perform or speak or just say hi to your customers. Customers will love that. If they come walking in your store and there you have, you know, Denzel Washington standing there, oh, my God, they're going to run and tell everybody, you know, they have to come to your store. You'd be surprised, especially if you get entertainers. I heard that entertainers, they don't mind doing a lot of things on Saturday morning because most entertainers in the music industry, they do shows in the evening. So typically a Saturday morning is a good time for them to come to your place. So these are things you can plan ahead. Now, for the T-shirts, for instance, do them in pink because it's breast cancer awareness. Pink is the breast cancer color. Or do T-shirts in purple. Purple is the color for domestic violence. So do a couple of T-shirts in that color. Put them in your store. Some you can sell. And, again, getting revenue back into your business, not just focusing on the items that you have. Also, you could give away. You could say, on Wednesday, it's T-shirt giveaway. Bring your clothes in on Wednesday. Do drop-off on Wednesday. Or if any other kind of business you have, sign up with my business on Wednesday, whatever business you do. And people come on that day. They get a free T-shirt. They're going to love that. Now, if you get a cute T-shirt, they'll wear it. Now, I know some people sell those T-shirts that some of us don't wear anywhere but to bed. And actually, nobody's going to see that but the persons in their household. But if you get those nice, cute, fitted T-shirts, you know, that people can wear, and you get a particular color. Okay, so that's one thing you can do. And, again, this is Business Shout-Out Day. Please, I will be glad to shout out your business. I already shouted out one business. You can call in at 347-945-7991, and I will give the details of your business. And, yes, Kiva says, yes, March is Women's Month. And hello to Coach K and F.L. Yoli also in the chat room. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time listening, we welcome you. Welcome to those on the switchboard. Welcome to those who are listening from around the country. We have our friends in Florida, North Carolina now. We have friends in California. I'm not sure if she was able to listen. It's very early in California, you know. We're at 7 o'clock start. It's 4 o'clock in the morning for them. So sometimes she's able to get on, sometimes she's not. Also, welcome to our friends right here in the state of New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, all the wonderful people that I met down there. Now, 75% success over what you're currently doing, if you do these things already, great. If not, you got to tighten them up. So business owners, so we were talking about branding, getting the word out there about your business. It is extremely important if you want to improve your business. That is a way. Again, sometimes, again, okay, let's just say it's you. Do you know that you can get custom-made, you probably can't, I don't know if you can get it right now. You may not have the money, but think about it. You can get a nice custom, let's just say you're a female. You can get a very nice custom-made tailor-fit jacket, blazer, you want to call it, for a couple hundred dollars, $203 or less. And what are you going to put on there? In the upper left-hand side of your lapel, you're going to put the name of your business. Again, if it's, let's just say, your Urban Angels, a good friend of mine, she owns a daycare center right here in the state of New Jersey, in Jersey City. So she would have a nice blazer, Urban Angels. Now, she's going to wear that blazer to, let's just say, a networking event. It's just like when you go to Continental Airlines. You see the red coats, they call them these are the supervisors of the ticket agents. They have one nice red blazer. Red is going to be bold. It's going to make you stick out. So absolutely, get a red one. You know, get something that's going to stand out. And you got your name right there. Every time you go to a business meeting or a networking event, you know, and you don't have on your jeans, because if you got on your jeans, you can wear your T-shirt and or your polo shirt. But if you have on, you know, a nice skirt or a nice dress, that blazer can go right over it. And now you're a walking billboard for your own business. And it's a great conversation piece. I guarantee you, this is new and fresh. Nobody else, I'm sure you haven't seen, other than big businesses like Hertz Rent-A-Car and all those places. But small businesses, if we want to be successful, if we want to improve our business by 75%, if we want to have super success, though we're small, we have to think big. So I know that's what we typically see the bigger businesses doing, the big car dealership. Well, guess what? You have to act like you're big. And getting something like a blazer, even a dress for that matter. As a matter of fact, you can just go to Dress Barn. I love Dress Barn, one of my favorite stores. But you can go to a store like Dress Barn or Casper or anywhere else, purchase just a regular suit jacket, take it to a great seamstress, and they can embroider the name of your business right there. Okay? I'm just teaching you how to do some very, very similar, simple things, very, very simple. You would actually be surprised. Now, for those of you Christians, don't get all bent out of shape thinking that you're putting too much in this. Trust me. God gave you the business, and remember the talents, the story of the talents. He was very upset with the person who did not make good of what he had left them. So the ones who did make good of what he left them, he gave them more. And he didn't just give them more, he doubled what he had given them. So for the one who he gave 5 talents to, the person made good use of it, he doubled that person's talents. So expect to get more when you utilize and do everything to make your business a success. When you sit on it and don't do it, why should I do that? I don't need to do that. When you do that, expect to lose. Expect to lose out. Because, again, God took away the one talent that the person had that they buried. He took it away from them. He didn't just let them have it. No, he took it back. And so a lot of people don't realize how they're losing things. Well, maybe it's God taking it back because you're not doing anything with it. And he's giving it to people like me who are running full steam ahead. Because some people say, wow, she's just doing so many things. Well, yeah, because the more you do, the more he gives you. And a lot of people, that's one part of the scriptures that they forgot to read. They read everything else, but they forgot to read that he gave to the ones who were using, he took from the one who did not use. So if I was you, I would be trying to use everything I could. Now, there's so many different little things you could do. And I've done some of these. I've had ink pens. I've had little keychains. And they're not that expensive, I'm telling you. You get with a good company, you can get 100 for, $200 or $300. Ink pens are like 23 cents a piece. You pay a one-time setup fee, like $50, to put your logo, your name on it. You don't need a fancy logo. Just put your name. Sometimes your name is good enough. Sometimes your name is the logo. It's good enough right now. So, again, call in 347-945-7991, and I can shout out your business. We already had a shout-out today from Lala's Fabulous Lace Wigs and Jewelry. Her website is www.fabulouslacewigs.net. And these wigs are affordable. They're quality human and synthetic wigs. She has wig supplies. This is Miss Latrice Reed. She has fabulous wigs and jewelry. She has a beautiful website. You can go visit her website. There are a lot of people who are into these lace wigs. You know, women like to change up their hair styles. They don't want to cut all their hair off and what have you. So they'll go and they'll purchase these lace wigs to get a new look. Maybe they're going in for a photo shoot. And a lot of times with a photo shoot, they're going to take a couple of hundred pictures of you. And you may not want every picture to look the same. You may have multiple uses for them. So we're talking today also, not only am I doing business shout-outs today, I want you to call in, give us the information for your business, and I will put it right here on the air. Well, we're also telling you 75% of business success is going to be improved for you once you do these things. One, having a business plan. Number two, branding your business, advertising. I'm loving to talk about that now because it is so, so important. Having a website is also a way to help you brand. And basically today, you can get a website literally for free. I have a website that I've had now for 3 or 4 years. I've had the Lalisha J. Williams website. That website cost me, get this, and some of you can go there. If you're on your computers, you can go there now. It's www.lalishajwilliams.com. That is my website, LalishaJWilliams.com. That website cost me $16, $16, not a day, not a week, not a month, $16 a year. Go take a look at that. You can get a website just like that, and probably better if you have someone that you know. I did that website myself. I manage it myself. But if you know someone, you can have them play around and, you know, do whatever. $16 a month for everything, for my designated web address, for all the tools that come with building it, which are basic Microsoft tools. So there's no excuse today for any business not to have a website. As a matter of fact, a business website today is like what the business card was, you know, some years ago. Like, you had to have a business card, and you still do. But what happens when you want to go paperless? You can just help. Because, see, eventually, once everybody gets a computer, we're almost there, but we're not there yet. There's still a lot of groups in society that don't have access to the Internet, and that's why we haven't gone totally paperless. But as soon as we get everybody's able to have Internet access, the poor, the rich, the middle class, the poverty-stricken, white, black, blue, green, every nation, every nationality, as soon as that happens, then we'll go totally paperless. But until then, we can't, because there are a lot of people who don't yet still have access to the Internet. But with a website, you can just tell somebody, go to the website. Go to my website. Make it easy. I just made it my name. Simple. What's your website address? I can just tell somebody, myname.com. Or you can just name the name of your business, .com. Or if .com is not available, .net. If that's not available, .biz. If that's not available, .info. There are many other dots, you know, that you can choose to get that website going. $16. Now, you may say, why is it so cheap? Well, because it's a Microsoft tool. Microsoft created this, and it's a Microsoft tool. And, you know, Microsoft, he's a billionaire. So he doesn't have to try to make money off of selling you a website, a hosting company. He's already a billionaire. And so it's literally free. $16 a year to have a website with multiple pages, a website where I can put video, I can put audio, I can put, you go there, you'll see the different things I put there. And you can put, you can do PayPal, you can sell things, you can do a lot with it. $16 a year, and you can have a website, and you can connect with the World Wide Web. Get you a website, and you're going to improve your business. Also, another area that if you get this straightened out, you will be able to help your business out. You have to come up with ways to get capital for your business. You know, a lot of people, they don't have enough money for your business. So what we have to do there, we have to do a lot of money management. So I was talking with Keela yesterday, and she was also saying how, you know, you have to start working with a financial planner and someone that can give you great ideas on how to make your business financially stable and financially successful. And also, I want to say good morning to my superstar, very young superstar, up-and-coming Maya. Good morning, Maya. If you can hear this, I'm giving you a shout-out. I don't know if you're near the computer where you can actually hear, but I'm giving you a shout-out. Don't worry, I'll shout you out again. But good morning, good morning. Also, want to welcome to the show P.D. Ofa. Okay, you can tell me what that stands for in the chat room. Interesting. If you're calling and you are a serious person and you're serious about your business, you can become a business success if you just follow some simple steps. Now, remember, there's a saying that says success leaves clues. So successful people know that there are certain things that they can do to make their business a success. Now, here's another thing that you can do to improve your business by 75%. You can go and get educated on how to properly manage your business. You know, some people have the dream to start a business. They have a great idea for the business. They've come up with some wonderful products and or services to sell to customers or promote to customers. But the part where they missed out on was the management piece. You know, a lot of people didn't understand that management is like almost the number one thing that you need to do when you have a business. Again, location is important, absolutely. The type of product that you sell is powerful. We know that's important. You have also other areas of the business that are very critical. But without management, you're dead in the water. A lot of people, they lack business management skills. And the only place to really get those, you're not going to get those through, they may not be inherited, okay? It's not something that is going to be necessarily, you know, passed down from one generation to the next. You may have a propensity for great management because maybe as a child you were the oldest and you had to manage a lot of things around the home. Or maybe in school the teachers noticed that you had some leadership ability and they constantly had you managing certain things. And so you learned and developed in that thing over time. But management is one of the many, many reasons why small businesses are not successful, because they just basically have poor management. They have poor management. And so one of the things I want to share with you today about management is that to manage a business properly, you have to be skilled in four key areas. In order to manage a business, we're talking about business success, improving your business by 75%. Number one, you're going to have a business plan. Number two, you got to brand and advertise. Number three, you have to have capital. You have to know how to raise money. And now I'm telling you that you need to have proper management ability. And four areas that you need in managing are, number one, you need to know how to plan. So you need to know strategic planning, contingency planning, you need operational planning, you need long-term planning, short-term planning, you need to know how to make decisions, you need to know problem solving. All of those things go under planning. Also, you have the four areas, planning. The second area under management is leading. You have to know how to lead people. And in leading people, it's not just about telling people what to do. That's not leading. That's the managing part of leading. But you have to lead people, you must empower them. Empower them, you must motivate them, you must be able to help them succeed. So by you helping them and they're helping you, it's a win. We call that a win-win situation. So planning, leading, the next area is you have to be organized. So planning, leading, organizing, as a business owner, you must be able to organize your business. How is your business set up? How are your processes set up? How are they organized? How is your finances organized? How is your human resources organized? How did you organize operations? What processes do you have in place to get the work done effectively and efficiently? What people do you have situated within your business? to get things done. That's the organizing part. And then the fourth piece of management is controlling. So you have planning, leading, organizing, and controlling. Controlling has to do with you have to have, and it's not the control that you might be thinking where we try to avoid that type of controlling, but this type of controlling is where you have an oversight of what is happening in your business. So you're controlling your finances. You're not spending too much, but at the same time, you're not wasting. You're not, also, you're not holding back when you should be putting out. You have control of your inventory. Again, you're not purchasing too much, and it's becoming a waste. You're controlling your time. You know your employees are working X amount of number of hours, and those hours that they're working, they're being productive. And so you have control. Your controls are in place so that you're effective and efficient, and the two are not the same. So that's the business advice that I want to give out today. And if you put these things in place, your business should increase its success rate by 75%. Now, again, I see that we have people on the switchboard. If you want to call, if you want to talk to the host, you just have to press the number one key, and we will allow you to come and shout out not only your business, but you may be, like I said, you may be an event that might be what your business is, and you can also shout that out right here on the Culture Lisa Show. Each and every Friday, we're going to be doing business shout-outs. Call in, tell us what your business is. We had one business shout-out earlier. That was Lala's Fashion Wigs. The wigs are those, what they call the lace wigs. You can shout that out right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. That's right. You heard it right here on Coach Lalisa. Every Friday, we're going to be doing business shout-outs. Call in, email me. We will give your business out online. This is going to be the way that we're going to help small businesses achieve their success. The other thing that we announced that we're going to be doing for the month of October, since this is the last quarter, we want to have everything in place and set up so that January, starting a new decade, starting a new year, a new decade, and a new quarter. That's three. Wow, that's three. A threefold cord is not easily broken. So we have a new year, a new decade, and we have a new quarter, 2011. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be off the chain, off the hook, exciting things. We're throwing caution to the wind. We're telling fear, get out the way. We are blowing past it. We're putting all of our fears aside. We're understanding that this is our time as a small business owner. The economy is improving. Everybody knows it. You don't need a high-level economist to tell you that the economy is changing. All you have to do is get in your car or any other way to be transported, get on these highways and see every other mile they're doing construction, and I mean that is coast to coast everywhere you go. That lets you know that's that money that's being pumped into the economy. You may not have felt it yet. You will. It takes a minute. The economy didn't go down overnight, so it's not going to go up overnight. It takes a minute for the money to change hands. You got to pay the workers. The workers got to go spend it. The workers got to feel confident about spending. But they're out there working. And some, I know, like here in my city, they work at night. You get on some highways, it's 10 o'clock at night, and they're out there working. You're like, what are you doing out here? I was traveling with somebody the other night. It was 12:30 a.m. We were coming from a conference. It was so funny. She was like, can they see what they're doing? They're out here working on our roads. Can they see? And she said, oh, I'd rather they do that in the morning. But, you know, in the morning it's impossible with traffic. They can never do that in the morning. But then we got to another section about a mile down the road, and they had those big, gigantic lights. I mean, these are humongous lights. And she said, oh, okay, I guess they can see. But they're out there. They are working. Now, here's another area where there are tons of jobs that are about to hit, and that's in the education system. As you all know, our current president has signed a bill, you know, signing about $7 point something million or more to the education system, and different cities are getting different amounts in different ways. But again, that means money going into the economy. Somebody's going to get that money. Also, we see in the healthcare industry, there is money pumped into that industry. And also in the industry of the green and the environmental jobs, there's so much money pumped into green jobs, which also brought in a lot of money to training. So I'm just giving you, you know, the skinny on the economy. So, don't be negative. Don't think that just because you haven't felt it yet, just because your bank account is still on empty, don't think that the economy is not getting better. The economy is getting better. It's going to get better, even better. This quarter, you know, of course, they have to determine and see how much. They're trying to get money into the hands of people before, because this is the biggest spending month, October, November, December. People are leading up to Christmas and things like that. Now, you talk about Continental merging with United Airlines. That's big. That's huge. That's a huge merger. They've been talking about merging for 10 years. See, nothing happens overnight. It takes time. I was working at Continental back in 1997, and they were talking about merging with United, okay? And here it is 13 years later, and they're just now making it happen. But that's what good planning will do for you. So you're going to make your business stronger by what percentage? 75%. You're going to work on what areas? Absolutely. You're going to work on the planning. You're going to work on the organizing, leading, controlling. Those are the four major areas of business management. And some people, they didn't get management practices. They don't know what management practices are. They think that managing a business is just about telling people what to do, which it is not. But it is about leading, planning, organizing, and controlling, which even managers in companies, that's what they do. And that's why a lot of workers, and I've been online and I've done research, the average worker, I'm not going to skip a percentage, I'm certainly not going to say all, but the average worker believes that their boss or supervisor doesn't do anything unless they see their supervisor on the phones making calls like them, at the computer typing documents like them, at the factory table building the products like them. They think they're not doing anything. But that's because they don't understand this managing piece where the manager is supposed to be planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. Because if you don't have that in place, you're not going to have a business. You're not going to have a supervisor to talk about. You're not going to have, you know, coworkers that you can sit up for 3 hours of the day and complain to them about what your boss ain't doing. You're not going to have that. If the manager doesn't have time, the manager needs about 75% of their day so that they can plan, lead, organize, and control. And so many people just don't know that. Now, of course, all the ones who take a business class will know this because this is Business 101. This is what we talk about in Business 101. So I decided that I would share with you all things that we do in Business 101 for those of you who are not able to go to school just yet. Maybe you don't have it in your budget to take a business class. Well, you're on here anyway. I'm on here anyway. I figured, you know what, I'll give it out to you on the air. And this way you'll still be, you know, up to speed on what you need to do. Also, we have some business opportunities coming up where you can network your business, you can meet other business owners. Like I was saying before, a lot of time you're networking, you're looking to get partners that you can partner with, people that you can exchange services with. You got people that do certain things that, you know, they, again, I'm about to do a photo shoot, but I'm going to barter. I'm looking for a photographer who has a business and or in person. Since I do training, a lot of times I will barter training. So I'll come and train your staff, do customer service training, supervisory level training, leadership training. I'll train your staff, and then whatever service that that person has, I will get that service. Because a lot of companies don't have the money to hire, you know, trainers. If you were to try to hire a trainer to come into your company, they're going to charge you $300-$400 an hour, sometimes a little less and sometimes a little more. So I can barter that service for another service. And therefore, but we got to start doing that more, especially for the small businesses, which is another thing that if we begin to do, if small businesses begin to do this, we will be ahead of the game. We will be, again, talking about making your business a success by 75% or greater. Well, we thank you for tuning into the show. Thanks to Coach K, Kiva in the chat room. Thanks to those of you on the switchboard. I see we have, looks like we have Atlanta in the house. We have New Jersey, Ohio calling in. We have people who will tune in via the archives that will go back and listen to the show. And you will find out that you need a plan. You need to brand yourself. You need to have a way to get the word out to people that you are there. You also need to manage your capital. You need to have more than one way to get operating funds for your business. A lot of businesses, small businesses, they don't know how to get, because in the beginning, the business is small, the revenue may not be coming in from the business that you're putting all that effort in. So small businesses need to have more than one way to bring capital in their businesses. I mean, think about it. The big corporations, they do not, hear me good, they do not rely on one thing coming into their business. But that's how they got big, because they have multiple streams of income. So small businesses, there are small things that you can do to make your business look big. Also having that website. You've got to get that website. How much does it cost? I gave you the information before. $16. There is no way you can pass that up. Just $16 and you too can have a website. Again, we just have a couple minutes left to the show, and I will see you back here on Monday. On Monday, we will also talk on Monday about how you can take your business to the next level. For the whole month of October, I'm going to be talking about business success, giving you ideas and strategies for your business. And on Monday, I'm going to talk about another thing that you can do if you are a small business owner. Something that's very, very simple, but you got to do it. I'm telling you. If you do this, what I'm going to tell you on Monday, you will be totally, totally surprised at how it will take your business to the next level. Well, the things that I'm telling you about, you can use in your own business, you can use in the company that you work for to make it more profitable, or you can use it for your own personal life. Because remember, when it all boils down, you are your business. Well, this has been Lalisa J. Williams. It's been great. It's been real. On, moving it on up. See you back on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.